This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. Whatever you're up to today, wherever you're holding yourself up, or maybe you're one of the people that is an essential part of keeping the world running. And in that case, thank you for going out and braving the world. Vinny and I are broadcasting from our homes. I want to thank Bryn and Nicole, who right now are working out all the systems at the station so that we can just get it down to one person there. So far, so good, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. I'm trying to get there.
Oh, you are. Don't worry. Listen, it made my heart feel good when you actually hit the wrong button earlier today, and I thought, I'm not the only one.
I know. That was an easy mistake. I could see it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We've been looking for your texts all day, 800-400-3697. And Vinny, did we get a lot of texts
today,
my friend?
Yeah, we did get a lot of texts, and it's nice to be hearing from you guys. So we appreciate that. 800-400-3697. So here's some of the stuff. Bravo, Bryn and Nicole. Sarah and Vinny have never sounded better.
Really?
I don't know about that, but I do
thanks?
Feel like...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I do feel like there's a weird manic edge to this show, even when we're just trying to be calm. It's a weird world now. Mad world.
Good morning. One positive thing is coming out of social distancing. A few musicians have been posting live music. Keith Urban did 30 minutes last night. And Rob Thomas did an awesome cover of Don't Dream It's Over.
Oh.
And the Dropkick Murphys are doing a live show today for St. Patty's, which I already told you about. So,
yeah,
it's there. And we had Eddie Ift on, a friend of the show, who's doing what do you call that little part of the fireplace? The hearth.
Yeah. So he's standing on the raised hearth in front of his fireplace at his house. And it's funny because you know how in comedy clubs, like the whole the legend is that you're in this comedy club. It has the brick wall behind you, and the certain kind of lighting and people. It's like a little cafe sort of secreted away, like hilarious. We're all laughing. It's just so funny to see him stand in front of this white painted brick fireplace. Like, okay, that's as close as he's getting at his house. You know, he's doing that. I think he's going to do it nightly. And I don't know if you guys, I just saw on Instagram that Scott Capro, who did do this last night, he's like, every day, 8 o'clock, I'm doing comedy on Instagram Live. So there's actually sort of a whole new weird world opening up via social media. And of course on Facebook, and I mean, I guess that counts as social media, but yeah, there's, you know, we can't go see each other and we still want to do what we do. I mean, look at us. We're sitting in our freaking houses with our slippers on and we're doing what we do because it's, you know, you can't stop everything.
Here's a text. I want to sincerely thank Sarah and Vinny and the entire crew at the morning show for making this possible for us this morning. It gives us a sense of normalcy in all this craziness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank our bosses who sprung into action, because while we wanted to broadcast and continue to go to work, they were like, you're not coming in, and here's the means by which you'll be broadcasting going forward.
Yep.
And it's work. It's working.
We were sort of just gently making inquiries early last week, and by Thursday they were like, you guys don't come in here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, and Brian Tonneson from engineering, he was an integral part of us and still is. I don't even know if he's there today, but I know he was there yesterday, you know, just making sure that this broadcast was flawless.
Well, the ANN tap into sports correspondent John, Sarah's John, to provide insights on what Brady leaving means for the Patriots. Can you ask him about that today, how you feel about his news release that is he's not coming back to the Pats, and tell us what his feelings on that are?
I will. You know, I didn't realize that John slept so late in the mornings. Turns out he gets up about 5 minutes before I get home from work every day. If his schedule over the last yesterday was any indication, I was like, wow, sort of expected you to be up and about. I guess he doesn't have anybody to drive to school, or, you know, you can't go anywhere. So why wouldn't you just stay in bed until 10:05 every morning? I'm sure it'll come up today. So I'll ask him about it. And I'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay, good. Thank you. As we've mentioned many times, there's a shelter-in-place order here in the Bay Area, in all the counties of the Bay Area. In East San Jose, it looks like a normal day. People are not following the shelter-in-place. I'm out because I'm in pest control, and it's an essential service. Yeah, Wait. You can't make people stay yeah. in, but it will get to that if people continue to ignore the order, for sure.
Yeah, so he's saying there's people everywhere. He's not noticing.
According to this, yeah.
Well, I guess we wouldn't know because we are sheltering in place. That's disheartening to hear,
actually.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. I mean,
I expected it to be a bit of a a ghost town out there.
As a Home Depot employee, I understand being home is tempting to get all your home projects done. However, going out into crowded stores defeats the purpose of self-isolation and social distancing.
I was thinking yesterday, I wanted to walk over to the garden supply store, and I went, no, you're not. You can't go over there.
I know. I am actually very guilty of being fully aware of what this means and then going, oh, I'm going to run. Do you need anything from? And the missus is looking at me like, no, you're not going anywhere. I'm the worst, too, because I really do have trouble sitting still. So this is going to be a new
exercise.
It's a new exercise in control and restraint. Oh. Exactly. More texts about thanking it. Look, we're glad to do our jobs.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have this job and to continue to do it. I want the routine as much as you want the routine, as much as anyone wants the routine. This, to me, is routine.
We appreciate you as much as you appreciate us, probably more.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'd be nothing without you. What would we be? People talking to mics, talking to no one. Thank you.
Oh, no, that was me saying that to them, to the people who listen. Oh. No, I agree with you. Yeah, we need people to listen, so we're glad to be here for you. Thank you for being here for us.
Yes,
is my point.
Thank yous. Okay. I thought that was a text.
No, that was just me cutting in.
You're so sweet.
I'm not 60 years old, but I have MS. I'm currently going through MS chemo. My immune system is shot. Can the stores include my demographic with seniors? I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Get in there. I don't know who you need to talk to, but I don't think it would be that hard to get them to let you. I mean, you must have some proof.
Well, sure. I don't know how you would prove that, but it does. And it seems like maybe you could ask somebody to go for you too. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, someone with a compromised immune system is elderly times three. I don't know where it is.
Some people wrote in saying that their local Safeway was fully stocked this morning when they went in, but it's normally a 24-hour store, and they're not open 24 hours right now.
Oh.
So that is something I thought of. I have a 24-hour store near me, and I hadn't thought to check with them yet, because I'm not in need, but I'm guessing they wouldn't be open, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like staffing, that would be challenging at best, and they probably just have reduced the hours just to keep the place fully operational.
Right. I've worked grocery before, and often the guys who are doing stocking will drop what they're doing and do the occasional checkout in the middle of the night because it's rare.
Oh.
But if they were open all night long, I could see them finding themselves being overrun.
Right.
Since nobody's, since everyone's in home, what's the difference about going out at 11, 12 at night?
Right.
Right there. Eddie saying I love you and you both saying you love him too is everything. It's our radio family. Loyal listener from the beginning. XOXO.
Oh, I don't even remember that. We do love Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
How sweet of us.
I do love him. I wish I could spend more time with him. And often when he comes up here, he's busy doing stuff. So him and I don't get to hang out like we'd like to.
No, he's a good person and a good friend. We've known Eddie for years and years. And yeah, I mean, I actually, you know, he lives down in LA and I get why. His work down there and his family's from there. But it would be great if he lived closer. I'd love to see him more.
Jose Andres runs World Central Kitchen. Google it. He's a big deal for charity.
All right.
Okay. That's the guy that shut down his restaurants and is feeding people in need. So,
he sounds like a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everyone. I'm sort of scrolling through this. We're saving a lot of paper working from home, by the way.
Oh, we are. I actually feel like I wonder if we can bring some of this back with us because this is actually... more or less works. And I would love to not use all this paper up. The problem is, you know, I have four screens going at once, so I don't know how we would do that at work, but it is great.
Hey, Vinny, I know it's expensive, but the Nintendo Switch is great for family-friendly gaming device. I've got an Xbox, and I'm going to be searching there this afternoon for some things that we can do as a family.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've got any recommendations, text them to us, but Halo's not going to work out.
Yeah, no, right, right. I bet you, though, that there's a ton of games. You know, you don't have to buy games anymore. You just get them online through Xbox, and I'm sure there's educational games and, like you were saying, dancing games and things that are just going to blow some energy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big deal, being trapped in the house with...
monkeys.
Little balls of energy. Exactly right.
Yeah. I was picturing you. I told you yesterday I was looking at Eddie's Instagram. He's got a daughter around your daughter's age. And that kid, I was just like, oh my God, somebody put her down and put sacks of potatoes on her. Like that kid, she just was not stopping. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that's what kids are like. And then I pictured little Isla, you know, they're just wiggly. Like,
yeah,
stop it.
They
stand
are,
still.
Isla's not anywhere near as his kid is particularly hyper. Yeah, very hyper.
She does seem nonstop.
Mm-hmm. So, and if that's something that he had when he was a kid, like I was pretty hyper too, but she's something for real.
Yeah. My brother is currently standing on my and my sister-in-law standing on my back porch. Oh, he's showing me his chest. That's
why.
Just to be funny.
Haven't
I guess.
You seen enough of that?
I feel like I have. Goodbye. That was fun. But they're right. You know, I've got a window right in front of me, which is lovely. I mean, I've never really sat and done this show with looking out the back, and they are they're just enjoying my back deck now. That's okay.
Someone texted this in. Vinny keeps saying seven counties. Which counties are in lockdown? I believe that's all of the counties, but I'll read them to you. This is from the front page, the headline of the Mercury News.
All right.
Seven Bay Area counties in lockdown. They say it's Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Santa Clara, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Cruz. I believe that covers them all.
Well, I mean, I suppose Sonoma County... I don't really know all the names of all the counties and how many we cover. I mean, I hear we get out to Sacramento. I mean, is Sacramento shut down too, or is this they're just talking specifically the surrounding Bay Area? That,
well,
'cause who knows if, you know, some of those might also be shut down and the Merc is just going, hey, here are the ones that touch the Bay.
I don't know. I to me, that's like, we should all be in lockdown.
We should all be. We should all be. Whether you've been required to be or not, please do. We invite you to join us in our isolation.
I'm a psychologist and with... not. This is a text. Okay. I'm a psychologist and with shelter in place, I am exempt. However, clients are not coming for therapy, so I am moving all my clients to video calls.
Oh.
For at least the next 2 weeks. That'll work.
Yeah, people are making it work if they can, you know. That actually makes perfect sense. Especially if you're comfortable enough with a therapist that you're, you know, that you could do that. If you're setting up with a new therapist, that probably won't work for you as well.
I mentioned this yesterday. One of the jobs, besides obviously hospital worker, doctor, nurse, building, front office workers at a medical facility, mm-hmm. dentists are and hygienists are in a risky position. Hi guys, I'm a dental assistant and I work for an orthodontist. We see about 75 patients per day. Going in this morning to help cancel 7 days worth of patients.
Oh boy.
And like I said, I have a doctor or a dentist appointment on Monday of next week. I'm sure it's canceled. There's just no way, right?
I can't imagine that that's going to continue. Probably, though, these are things that are going to get rescheduled. I'm sure they're just going to push the whole thing. I don't know how they'll handle it, but it's, you know, that'll be a rescheduling nightmare, I'm sure. Because yep. as it is, you ever try to get into the dentist and they're like, yeah, we got an opening in 3 months. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. boy. Okay. So now it's 6+ months. Who knows how far out they're booked. Incredible.
Okay, so listen, I have a million more texts that we haven't gotten to, and I'm sorry, but we are out of time. But most definitely keep sending us stuff. We appreciate your input.
We do, and that's a 24/7 number, too. Feel free to text us when you have feelings at any time, and Vinny will wind up seeing them.
Uh-huh, and we appreciate it, and we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's going to do it for day two of the new lockdown shows. I guess, I don't know what we call these things, the isolation vacation. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you. I also wanted to say thank you to Eddie Ift. Eddie was on, I guess, in the 7 o'clock hour through a terrible cell phone connection. That was not delightful in any way, but it's always great to talk to him. He is doing comedy these people who can't now assemble an audience anymore, because we're not doing that. They're taking to Instagram and other social media platforms and going ahead and doing their shows. So it sounds like social media is more entertaining than ever. It is a weird time to be on a lockdown like this. Like, look at us. We're all still super connected.
You know what's weird is I know he's someone that usually tours like all year mm-hmm. long. And
relentlessly.
I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know his finances, but I have read, I want to say it's David Crosby was in the news talking about how these concert cancellations could cause him to lose his home. And I'm thinking,
David Crosby from Crosby, Stills and Nash?
He should have money, long money, right? But apparently he doesn't.
He must have some ex-wives or something.
Ex-wives and possibly some bankruptcies. You've heard stories
sure.
about artists that get ripped off or and he's certainly suffered from major drug problems and health issues, so maybe
yeah,
that gashed his finances. But either way, I think Eddie's a guy probably who wants to be on tour and is
yeah and I don't made, know he's probably not making any money off an Instagram
no.
performance every night, but it's certainly an outlet for his energy, which his family
right.
has a lot of.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, these artists are people we should keep in mind as well.
Well, and not just the artists, the people that support him. As hard as it might be for David Crosby, his sound guy and roadies are probably, and the people who work in the venues where he was going to play. You know what I mean? It's just such
yeah.
a cascade effect. It's a really tough time for the music industry and for really any sort of mass gathering industry in general. Lots of things that are like the once a year gatherings that people have invested heavily in, and there's a lot of people employed through those, and they're just not happening, and it's a wicked hardship for those people.
Right. So it's a good time to repeat. The reason we are sheltering in place is so that we don't spread this and we can get back to life as quickly as humanly possible.
Yep.
So let's all do that.
All right, Benny.
I'll see you
in the morning,
my
darling.
Morning.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.